Welcome to the Second Nature Show. My name is Dom Campbell. I am here today with my show co-host, Alex Coble-Frakes.
Hello.
And Donna Masterson.
Hello.
And today we're privileged to introduce a friend of mine to our show. He is a performance coach and co-founder of Whole Body Health International. And so I'd like to welcome him, Juan Pulido, to the show. Hey, Juan.
Hey, guys. Hi.
Awesome. Thank you. It's great to have you here and joining us today.
So glad to be here. I'm excited.
Awesome.
Yay. I've been waiting for this one. This should be super juicy. I've had the chance to meet you in person a couple of times and you're so fantastic. So I'm really excited that you agreed to be a part of the show.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here, guys. Looking forward to this.
Should be tons of fun today. So I'm really curious if you would go ahead and tell us what inspired you to become a performance coach.
I started out as a personal trainer. I made a career change 4 years ago. I was in education made a switch over into personal training. And when I started working with clients as a personal trainer, I realized that, you know, a good workout wasn't enough. That was just part of the equation. That if I really wanted my clients to experience success and experience it long term, I needed to be able to give them more. So I pursued health coaching. And, you know, the Health Coach Institute became a big part of that for me. I signed up and went through their initial course, become a health coach. And that introduced me to so many possibilities as far as what, you know, what I could do with coaching. That once I graduated that, I was able to take the information that I learned from BHC and introduce it into my personal training practice. And I started to see real good results with clients. And I continue to do that still today. Over the past year, though, I've kind of started venturing over into the idea of performance, how to up-level anyone's performance, regardless of their venue or arena. So it's not just the person who wants to lose weight anymore or the person who, you know, wants to get stronger, faster, you know, all that kind of stuff. But it's also the person who wants to overall live life better and how they can, you know, like up-level all the different areas of their lives. 'Cause it all really does relate, doesn't it? So that's what got me down this journey of, you know, being able to step into performance now.
Wow, that's fantastic. And it sounds like there seems like kind of a thread even before. I know what you were doing before in the education realm, but would you go ahead and tell our listeners kind of how that has carried throughout your entire career?
The education part?
Like yeah, what even before that, right? Like you were in the Marines.
Oh, yeah. So yes. Right out of high school, I went into the Marine Corps and I spent 8 years in the Marine Corps. Mm.
Thank you.
This was during the, oh, my pleasure. This was during the decade. So this is going to give away my age, right? some of you were very young back then. This was during the decade of the 80s. So from 1981 to 1989, I was in the Marine Corps. A lot of that really stuck with me, you know. Mm-hmm. When they tell you, you know, like you've heard the saying, once a Marine, always a Marine. That is so true. I mean, even today, I'm still, you know, I got the USMC. It just sticks with you, you know. But that really kind of created a mindset. And that mindset helped me do a lot of different things over the past 30 years or so. But I, you know, left the Marine Corps, got out in 1989. Started, you know, went to school, got a degree, went into education. But I was always very active. You know, fitness was always a huge part of my life. Running, lifting, you know, you name it. I had the opportunity 3 years ago to be an assistant strength and conditioning coach for the high school football team in the community that I live at. And that sealed it for me, you know, the whole idea of coaching and personal training and then moving forward with all of that. So working with those young men really kind of ignited something inside of me, you know? Mm-hmm. So I was able to take my passion that actually started before I joined the Marine Corps, but the Marine Corps kind of solidified that in me. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, over the years, taking all of the things that I love to do, incorporated into working with young men, and then making it a career after that. So I'm fortunate that I get to do what I love every day.
That's brilliant. And I think a lot of people kind of that's something that draws us to coaching is being able to bring your whole self, bringing mm-hmm. all of the talents, everything that you've learned. It's not just the length of your coaching program, really. It's your entire life's work you get to bring in and add value to clients through that. It's
pretty absolutely. Cool. Yeah. Yeah.
Wonderful. Cool. So I'm really curious, how does that inspiration impact your personal health and wellness?
The inspiration to work with others?
Yeah, in the end, you know, just this desire to start to train with people and be a personal trainer. How has that impacted your own health and wellness?
Well, for me, it's the idea of I can't lead where I haven't been. Mm. So if I'm going to lead my clients into better health, into fitness, into a different mindset, then as a leader, I have the responsibility to go there first. Mm. And that's one of those things that, you know, going back to my time in the Marine Corps, it was always leadership by example. Mm. So that's one of the things that really stuck there. So, you know, if I'm working with a client, I'm never going to ask a client to do something I haven't done first. Right. So if it's a workout, it's a workout that I've done and that I'm willing to do with them. And every once in a while, I get a client that kind of throws out the, you know, it's like, yeah, let me see you do this. And I'm like, okay.
All right. Put to the test.
And, you have. Yeah. Yeah. And especially if it's a young guy, right? A young guy is like, okay, old man, let me see what you got. And then I'm like, game on. All right.
Yeah, that's great.
I'll bring out the garbage can just in case you need it. But it's that idea of, you know, wherever it is that I'm going to ask you to go, I've been there first. So I know how much it hurts. I know how difficult it can be. I know that you can endure it. I know that with the proper mindset, it's possible. So
Juan, these are the things that you tell your clients as well. Those things that you just said, they're beautiful. And I think that that really is amazing advice.
Mm. Thanks. Yeah, I do. I tell my clients all the time, one of my favorite sayings to my clients, if I get an early morning client and we're in the gym and we're doing workouts and stuff, I tell them, this is the hardest thing you're going to do today. Mm-hmm. Everything awesome. After this will awesome. Be easy. Regardless of what you face today, everything after this will be easy. And I actually had I taught a group exercise class for a while. They got so used to hearing me say that they got me a t-shirt that on the back it says, this is the hardest thing you'll do today.
That's awesome.
Juan, I got a quick question for you. So
yeah.
I love the lead by example. I totally love that. And that you understand, you know, that in following that you're able to bring your clients through their journey. So mm-hmm. I'm really curious, like, especially on like the physical and mental side of it, because you're a performance coach. What has, if there was that one thing that was really hard for you, what was that you had to overcome?
Jeez, like everybody else, the hardest thing, and it's consistent, it still exists today, the hardest thing is getting out the door. Mm. Right? Sometimes you just want to stay in bed. Sometimes, you know, you don't want to get out there. You don't want to do it. The hard thing is putting your shoes on and getting out the door. So the secret there is practice showing up for yourself. You know, even, and this is, I start off with my clients just letting them know this, you know, whatever it is that you want to do, when you create the habit of just showing up for yourself, the next step becomes easier. So if you want to become a runner and all you can do is put on your shoes and step out the door, you showed up for yourself. Anything more than that is icing on the cake. So if you actually run that morning, hey, good for you, man. That's awesome. Yeah. But if you didn't run, but you turn around, walk right back in, you showed up for yourself. Eventually, I know that you'll begin to run, right? It's the idea of, you know, you pull up to the gym, and if you just sit in the parking lot and then decide, no, I don't want to do this today and go home, but you made it to the gym, you showed up for yourself. Eventually, you're going to walk through that door. And once you're in there, things will get a little easier, you know, as far as, you know, everybody knows that, right? It's getting to the gym. It's getting outside the door. Once you start doing it, you never really regret having done it. So practicing showing up for yourself is the thing that you have to master.
I love that. There's a yoga teacher that I really liked. She kind of puts presence to that. She's like, you're already here. You did the hardest step, was rolling out the mat. Yeah. And I didn't realize how true that was, because I always, once I'm in the groove, I'm like, oh yeah, this is why I like doing yoga. This feels really great. I feel awesome. But it's convincing myself that I'm going to like it enough to actually roll out the mat and just start doing it. You know what? That's so funny. Yeah, it can be really challenging.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you want to, when you're creating a habit, when you're creating a new habit, one of the things that you want to do is you want to make it so easy, right? Mm-hmm. That you could do it in less than 2 minutes. Right. So you have like that 2 minute rule, right? If I can throw on my running shoes in less than 2 minutes, I'm starting to move in the right direction. Mm-hmm. So unrolling the mat, it only takes 2 minutes to unroll the mat, you know, but hey, getting it done.
I love that 2 minute rule, Juan.
Mm-hmm.
Love that. That is awesome. So if someone was interested in your services, how would they work with you? What are your programs look like? What is the structure? How do you like to work with people?
Well, I work through, like when I have personal training clients, I do them, you know, face to face, right? In the area that I live in, which is Carteret County in Eastern North Carolina, I work through Anytime Fitness. So I take all my personal training clients there. I'm starting to venture into the area of, because I do have one client right now that I write up the workouts every week and send it to him. He's up in Connecticut. And occasionally I'll put together a video and I'll, you know, he'll get a chance to see me do the workout on the video. So that's an area that I'm starting to step into. I'm not really kind of fully there yet, but kind of taking my baby steps, if you will, in that direction. But if you're interested in working out, or if you're interested in any of the programs that I have, I do have a 90-day program right now that I'm just kind of finishing up. And it's revolves around the idea of being seen, supported, and safe. And acknowledging who you are, supporting who you are, and allowing to be your true authentic self in a very safe environment. And from there, giving you the opportunity to grow. So that incorporates nutrition. There's a period of nutrition and exercise accompanied with that. And then there's a period of high performance, developing high performance habits. But it all starts with the idea of really knowing who you are, so that we can find if there's any limiting beliefs, anything that's going to keep you from being able to experience the transformation or the breakthroughs that you want to experience in your life. So the first part of it is really kind of delving into that. The second part of it is working through, you know, exercise and nutrition, what works best for your body. Here's something I've learned, right? I see all these guys in the gym who are my age, and which is like 55, yay. But I see all these guys in the gym who are my age trying to do the workouts they did when they played high school football, or they're trying to relive their glory days of college, you know, and they're killing themselves and they're hurting, you know, they're tearing up their joints and all this other stuff. So you have to know how to work out for the age that you're in, you know, for the, you know, that time in your life that you're in. Nutrition is the same way. You can't eat the same way you did when you were 19 and expect to stay, you know, trim and fit and all that kind of stuff. The older we get, our metabolism change, our bodies change, our needs change. So we have to learn what's the right, you know, what's appropriate for where we are in our journey in life, both physically, spiritually, mentally. I mean, all of the, we're a complete package, guys. You can't separate one from the other. So you have to know like how all of this fits together. So those are the things that I'm working on now. If they want to get a hold of me, our website is www.wbhintl.com. So that would be Whole Body Health International, wbhintl.com. And it's the same thing with email address. I'll give you my phone number too. It's area code 252-646-5584. Okay. So, awesome.
Awesome. That I love that approach. And I think it's really important to look at as the different stages of life, because societally, we're always trying to kind of be younger, look younger, act younger, avoid what's going on, mask what our bodies need at different times, and having a more realistic, holistic picture of that, I think is really relieving for people, right? Like, my body's going to be different. It doesn't mean it has to be worse, but it is going to be different. So how can I support it where I'm at?
Yeah.
And I'm curious, like, I know as coaches, we put so much into our clients. So I'm curious, how do you make sure your own cup stays filled so that you can be at the top of your game for the people you work with?
I love that question. Thank you for asking. If you didn't ask, I was going to take it there anyway, because it's one of my favorite things to talk about.
Yay.
So this comes under the big heading of self-care, right? Which I'm huge. So a couple years ago, I came across a quote from, now the quote has been attributed to different people, but when I came across it, it was attributed to St. Augustine.
Okay.
And the quote was, "The glory of God is a man fully alive." And then starting to think about, you know, what makes me come alive? What, you know, brings me to that place of being fully alive? And then after that, I read a book by a guy named, he was a Jewish philosopher, Abraham Joshua Heschel. And the book was simply entitled Sabbath. And it was the idea of that, you know, that 24-hour period of disconnecting and, you know, and all of that. It's within the Jewish tradition. But one of the things that he talked about was that the Sabbath was created for the purpose of doing those things which make your soul come alive. So those two quotes kind of stuck with me for a while, and it's been this continuous journey of really kind of revisiting those two questions or those two quotes. And it's one that I ask my clients a lot is, what makes your soul come alive? And it's interesting how many people don't have an answer for that, right? We're so busy with life. We're so busy with everything going on around us that we never take the time to think about what makes my soul, not just the pampering aspects of self-care, which is like, you know, you ask somebody, what do you do for self-care? They go, oh, you know, I got a massage, I got a pedicure, I get this. Those are great, you know, and I'm all for you doing that. But that's more under the heading of pampering yourself, which is awesome. But to go deeper than pampering, we need those things that really register within the core of who we are as you know, living beings, right? So what at your core makes you come alive? Because life comes from the inside and flows out, right? So deep inside, what makes you come alive? And for me, it's a number of different things. It's never just one thing, really. But for me, one of the things that makes me come alive is community. Being around people who are of like mind and like heart, and being able to sit around a table together and, you know, eat and drink and talk and joke around. I mean, I love moments like that. I love connecting. And I'm an introvert. So, you know, it's not challenging when it's a smaller group, but that's one of the things that makes my soul come alive. Reading, writing, music, you know, all of those things, I tend to lean towards the artsy side of stuff. So all that kind of stuff makes my soul come alive. So
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
And I think we really need an HCI band, because I keep hearing like all of these like HCI people who are like into music. I know Dom plays the guitar. I've been singing for years, and we have so many performers. Like, we really need like a band. I don't know. We'll work on it.
Great idea.
Yeah. Wonderful idea, Alex.
It'd be the house band for the next live.
Yes, forget the live, the recorded music. We're just gonna like jam out.
There you go.
There you go.
Sounds good.
That's awesome. So, in your professional opinion, what is something that our listeners could do today that would positively uplevel their health and wellness?
You know, the simplest thing, and it sounds crazy, the simplest thing, two things really. Ready? drink more water, get more sleep. That's it. Let's start there. Right? Amen. Drink more water, get more sleep.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. But I would, you know, I think when you say, you know, you want to up-level your health and wellness, you got to really know what you mean by that and what you want when you ask that question or when you answer that question, right? Mm-hmm. I was thinking about this earlier today. When you talk about wellness and health and, you know, we're coming into the new year and one of the top three New Year's resolutions is what, you know,
lose weight.
Get in shape, right? Exactly. Lose weight, get in shape, get healthy, all of that. And then, but you ask them, well, what do you mean by that? You know, what is healthy for you? What is health and wellness? What does that mean to you? And we talked, you kind of alluded to this earlier, the idea of, we have this social expectation of what healthy looks like, right? And, you know, if you're not a certain size or if you can't bench X amount of weight, you know, or whatever, right? So I would ask, first and foremost, what do you want? Can you tell me what it is that you want? And then be able to kind of bring my answer from that place.
I think that's so important because all of the strategies in the world, we have more knowledge. People can look up how to work out. People can look up how to eat a certain way. But if we're not figuring mm-hmm. out the internal workings, that's why we don't see the results that we want. We have enough knowledge. We've got to figure out what is really going on. What are we really striving for? Otherwise, we're never going to get there if we don't know what that actually looks like and why. Exactly. Why we actually want to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. So I get a guy like, again, my age in the gym, right? And he goes, I want to bench 300 pounds. And I'm like, why? And they really don't have a legitimate answer to that question. Why? You know, it serves your ego. Sure, I get that. But apart from that, when are you going to need to lift 300 pounds? You know? How about we work on the things that your body really needs for the age that you're in right now? How about we work on things like flexibility and stability? How about we start working on, you know, metabolic workouts that affect you to the cellular level and get you healthy from the inside out, you know? And the appearance may change drastically, it may not, but the point is you're going to feel better than you've ever felt in your entire life. So what's the goal? You know,
I got chills. It's so important. And I think that's the beautiful thing that health coaches are doing. It's shifting that paradigm. Mm-hmm. It's like figuring out what is the why beneath the why. Why are we actually living in this way? Not just the superficial, not just the surface level, but when done well, it's really getting under some of those deep questions.
Yeah. Yeah. And they need to be asked, right? You don't hear those questions very often. Yeah, we've been given an awesome responsibility now that we have this knowledge.
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry.
So I'm really curious. Do you have any final thoughts that you would like to share with our listeners? Any last minute things that you're like, oh, I didn't get to say that yet.
Well, first of all, I just want to say it's been so awesome, you know, and I've met two of you already, Dom and Alex. Don and I haven't had the pleasure of really kind of having the opportunity to sit and talk to you, but I look forward to that in the future.
Thank you. You're one.
Thanks. But I guess, you know, what I would want to say to listeners is that who you were is not as important as who you're becoming. Decide who you want to be. Decide what you want to do with your life. And there are four coaches on this screen right now that you can connect with that'll help you get there. So that's what I would say. I would encourage them to strive for what they've always wanted to experience and be in life. So, yeah.
I'm getting like a little choked up. That was so good.
Oh.
That was
beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us this week on the Second Nature Show. It was a pleasure having you, Juan. And I know you already said your website, but I would love for you to repeat that so that people can get in touch with you and reach out. So what was that website again?
So it's www.whintl.com.
And do you have a Facebook page as well that people could check out?
Yeah, that's WBHINTL, at WBHINTL.
Awesome. And we can also post that too. We can post it with a, we can post a link for people so they can easily find that. So again, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure having you.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
And Dom, where can our listeners find and follow you?
CoachDomCampbell.com. Also Coach Dom Campbell on, actually no, Dom Campbell on Facebook.
Awesome. Donna, what about you?
Donna at DesignStateCoaching.com and Donna Masterson on Facebook.
Awesome. And you can find and follow me on Facebook. My business page is Fully Aligned Coaching. And then on Instagram, I am Alex, the Fully Aligned Coach. And you can find and follow us on the Second Nature Show on Facebook and on our YouTube channel. And you can also email secondnatureshow@gmail.com if you have any questions. We would love to answer anything that comes up, put you guys in contact with any resources that you're looking for. And we've got something super fun this month because it's December and it's the holidays. We're going to be giving out some free gifts for you guys. You're going to want to stay tuned. I actually created one for this week. It's going to help you plan your holiday eating in a way that feels really structured with a lot of a flow and ease and allow you to show up and eat what you want to show up, but also feel really comfortable in your body afterwards. So we don't have to have that conversation where you feel like you need to be wheeled away from the table at your holiday celebration. You can eat the foods that you love and feel really fantastic. And then we've got another gift this week. Donna has created an awesome mental rehearsal for getting some peace around the holidays, getting some calmness around the holidays before you have to go visit some potentially stressful relatives or face traffic. So if you're interested in those gifts, go ahead and send a message to the Second Nature Show on Facebook and we will send those right over to you. Excited for you all to dig in and stay tuned because we will have some more gifts throughout the rest of this month. Be sure to tune in next week at Friday at 9 a.m. Eastern and 7 a.m. Pacific. And remember, if you change your habits, you can change your life. Thank you, everybody. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.